Talktainment Radio Worldwide Sound. Talktainmentradio.com. We give you a reason to come. The world's greatest radio. We give you a reason to stay. Radio, the way it should be heard. You got the power.
The views and opinions expressed are those of the host and guest and not necessarily those of TalktainmentRadio.com, the management, the staff, or K&E World Network, LLC.
Live call-in talk show, dial 1-877-932-9766 and join the conversation here on TalktainmentRadio.com.
This is The Compensatory Concept with Mr. Neely Fuller, heard exclusively on TalktainmentRadio.com, the world's greatest radio. Radio, the way it should be heard. And now, Mr. Neely Fuller.
If you do not understand white supremacy, which is racism, what it is and how it works, everything else that you understand will only confuse you. Only confuse you. Only confuse you.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to TalkTainmentRadio.com. We go where you go, the world's greatest radio. You are now in touch with the compensatory concept with Mr. Neely Fuller, Jr. I am your co-host, Mr. Bobby, and this is Radio, the way it should be heard. Our topic today has been chosen by one of our callers, Miss Jane Lance, called in last week, and we did not get to answer or to address, or have Mr. Fuller, that is, address the question. And so consider this as you listen. Is racism more important than their own survival? And we are going to have Mr. Fuller address that. As usual, you can call in at 1-877-932-9766. You can also go to Facebook, or rather, to YouTube, the YouTube channel. Type in the word Talktainment, scroll down to the bar where it says radio and type that in, and then you can scroll down to Talktainment number 2, and you can listen to us and view us live. So when you do that, and please give me a chance to get all of it out before you start calling, please do that out of respect. This is what you want to do. Hit the like and share button. I'm a little disturbed by that. But anyway, the like and share button. You can also do this. Go to facebook.com/talktainment. And then, of course, you can Gmail me at the numeral 7, MrBobby@gmail.com, and I will try to read your letters. I usually would like Mr. Fuller to make a comment and do his introduction, but I'm going to take this phone call right now. Go ahead, caller. You're on with Mr. Fuller.
Hello, Mr. Fuller. I'm Mr. Bobby. The last activity of war, counter war, you didn't put in emergency, maximum emergency, compensatory justice revolution. I believe the chapter might be unfinished. Mr. Fuller, can you explain that?
What was the question again?
The eighth area activity, war, counter war.
You That's have the ninth area.
Yep.
The ninth area activity.
The war and counter war.
Yes, sir.
The maximum emergency compensatory justice revolution. I believe that part is missing.
Yes, a maximum emergency compensatory action. What about it?
No. I say a revolution because they're mowing us down like winter wheat all over the world, and to believe that we can win without our freedom was never won, and yet to be won.
So your question is what?
My question is, you believe that you didn't finish that chapter of revolution?
That chapter should be called revolution?
No, I said, don't you think you should have added revolution at the counter war part?
Well, depending on what you mean by revolution, war,
encounter war. The war, as I've expressed it, is the system of white supremacy itself. So the war has already been going on ever since the beginning of the system of white supremacy. That's the concept. White supremacy is war. It's a form of war. In other words, harming people unjustly, really. It's an unjust war. So to counter that unjust war, you have to have a compensatory code, and that would include, at some point, on an individual level, according to what is recommended in the textbook for victims of white supremacy, counteraction in the form of counter-war, which would be counter-violence. You have violence in the form of racism. Racism is violence. It's a violent way of handling people, of interacting with people. It's the violence against people. So the compensatory code recommends individuals do counter-violence if the situation calls for it, according to the individual's choice. That's individuals. If you read the chapter in detail, it's all addressed to the individual person. And so I don't know if that covers what you were talking about or not. A counter-revolution would not. I don't use those words because they are not utilitarian. In other words, they could be used, I guess, if you want to use it and give it a definition. Have to have a definition for the word. But I just say that the word is unnecessary. Revolution. What people call revolution, it applies to different people in different ways. Different people use the word in different ways. So it depends on what you're intending to do. Maximum emergency compensatory action is just a way of describing an action against racism in a counter-violent manner, since racism is violence. So counter-violence is not non-violence. It's a violent way, a counter-violent way, for a individual person to take direct action against the violence of the white supremacists. And that's only described in the textbook. I usually don't talk about it on the air because it might be confused with something else, like somebody else's interpretation of revolution. So you have to be very precise when you start talking about doing any kind of action that involves anywhere near anything that can be construed as violence or counter-violence or acting against someone in a manner that might cause someone bodily harm. So that has to be very, very detailed and very precise. Otherwise, it may get one thing you definitely don't want in a war is confusion.
Yes.
And if the confusion takes place where somebody's receiving or inflicting bodily harm, even in self-defense, you don't want any of that to have one element of confusion. That's why I usually don't talk about it on the air. I refer to it in the book thoroughly. Oh. So that chapter has to be studied thoroughly, back and forth, in order to get a complete understanding of what all of that is about.
Yes, sir.
It's a little bit different from what people usually think in terms of war, counter-war.
Alrighty, today being Wednesday, February the 13th, 2019, our topic is racism more important than their own survival? A question submitted by one of our loyal listeners, Ms. Jane Lance. Before we get started in that, Mr. Fuller.
We need a little bit more amplification,
okay,
if you can.
Alrighty, is that better? Is that better, Mr. Fuller?
Not really.
Okay.
I mean, it's a little bit better, but as much as you possibly can,
alrighty,
you can get more.
All righty. Okay, we'll get that together. Okay, again, being Wednesday, February the 13th, 2019, topic is racism more important than their own survival. Again, submitted by one of our loyal listeners, Ms. Jane Lance. Mr. Fuller, before we get started on that, two things. The new technology that seems to be out, and I wondered if you have heard of it, is called the swarming drone technology, which is a drone that is about the size of the palm of your hand, being experimented on even as we speak, because I did see the video this morning, dropped on people. And what this little drone does is comes down like a swarm of bees or whatever, and it is loaded with a projectile which can be fired into a person and kill them. I was just stunned at that micro technology. Have you heard or seen anything about that?
No, I haven't.
Okay. All righty. Oh, it's out there. I saw the video this morning. And on my Facebook page, I entered the name of Kathy Hughes, who I believe is the owner, if I'm not mistaken, of WOL Radio in Washington, D.C. Are you familiar with her?
Yes, substantially.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, our feature on MIBH, which is Moments in Black History. And tomorrow on that show program, we're going to have Black Liberation Technology. We're going to speak about that. All righty. Is racism more important than their survival? We're going to take the phone. Okay, phone call. Line what? Two? Oh, line one? Okay. Line one, you're on with Mr. Fuller.
Hello, can I be heard?
Go ahead, sir.
I hear you.
Yes. Hello, my name is Darnell Walker. I'm calling in from still in Pennsylvania. And I had a question because I was just reading about the racial showcase and confusion. And it really touched me because I was just so aware of how I seen other people being showcased, and I didn't realize I was being showcased myself in a lot of situations. So I just really wanted Mr. Neely Fuller to expound on that.
Oh, racial showcasing, this means in the prison system. So you think of the system of racism as being a prison system. A prison system that has taken as prisoners the non-white people of the entire planet. See, I look upon myself, and I think it's accurate, that it's the truth, that I am a prisoner of war. And so I'm in a prison, no matter wherever I go on the planet. And my prison uniform is the color of my skin. According to whom? According to the prison masters, who would be those white people who have chosen to be white supremacists. So when they look at Neely Fuller, they are looking at one of their prisoners. I was captured from birth, before birth, because the person that gave birth to me was already a prisoner of war. So I was born in prison. That's the way I see myself. I think that's accurate. I don't think I'm making that up. I was born in prison, and my prison uniform is the color of my skin, which is the color of a prisoner in the system of white supremacy, according to the white supremacists themselves, who are the smartest and most powerful people on the planet. That's the concept. That's the theory. That's the belief system in what I have written. It could be an error, but I don't think so. I think all the evidence points to that, that there is such a thing as white supremacy, and that is the nature of it. It has made prisoners of the people who are classified as non-white. So therefore, I am a prisoner of that system. So in a prison, I can be showcased. Showcased by whom? What does showcasing mean? It means that I'm chosen by the prison masters to be one of the black faces down front. That's in the refined stage of white supremacy. In the old days, they say all black faces to the back, out of sight. Get the black. Don't have them in movies and all like that unless it's something very derogatory. I mean, but if it's anything that has any constructive value to it at all, I mean, then You want all white faces up front, and the black faces are just something moving back in the shadows. I mean, they are shadows themselves. I mean, so just blend them in with the background in every situation that is of any consequence, that is of something productive, something constructive, something that makes sense. But any kind of foolishness, then that's the only time you have the blackface up front. Any kind of nonsense, any kind of trash, then you bring the blackfaces up front. So, over a period of time, they say, well, you know, that's too much that's right in everybody's face. They can understand that. I mean, that's derogatory to black people and sends a message that black people are just nothing. They're a bunch of trash. And so we don't want to send that message in the modern day of racism, in the refined stage of racism. So what we'll do, we'll bring black faces down front. We'll have black people with titles, mayor, president, emperor, and have them strutting down the main avenues of streets and all like that. And when you go into an office building, the first thing you'll see is a black face. Bring the black faces down front. That's the refined stage of white supremacy. But they will be controlled by the white faces back behind the curtain. All right? That's how that works. Black faces down front, and that's showcasing. You know, always show that we don't believe in racism. Racism doesn't exist. And proof of it is, when you go anywhere, you see plenty of black faces right up front, stepping right up center stage. Put them on the center of the stage, not off to the side, you know, almost hiding behind the curtains. Bring them right down front, dress them up, put them in the finest cloth, and put them right in the center of the stage. Showcase it. Showcase that black person. But control everything that he or she is doing. That's what showcasing is.
TalkTainmentRadio.com is a 24/7 no-charge worldwide broadcasting facility with hosts delivering on various topics such as news, lifestyle, sports, law, health, wellness, religion, politics. Now, here are three that I am going to share with you. Number one, Conversation with Don Corina, Thursdays at 1. The Quay Morgan Hill Show, Tuesdays at 7 p.m. And Stairway to Heaven with Claude, Fridays at 6 p.m. Now, all these shows are exclusive to TalkTainmentRadio.com, and all you have to do is go to the TalkTainmentRadio.com homepage for the scheduled times and programs, and also a little bio on the show host. All that from TalkTainmentRadio.com. That's radio the way it should be heard. My name is Mr. Bobby, and I am the co-host on the Compensatory Concept with Mr. Neely Fuller. Today being Wednesday, the 13th of February 2019, and our main topic, as we try to get through, as submitted by one of our loyal listeners, Jane Lance, is racism more important than their own survival? Somewhere down the line, we will get to it and have Mr. Fuller to address that. But right now, we're going to go to line number one. And number one, caller, you're on with Mr. Fuller.
Hello, Mr. Fuller. I just have a question about reaction to white supremacy. And I was wondering if, like, Chinatowns and Little Italy's, if that's a reaction to white supremacy, because I don't hear white towns or any other towns, so that's it.
Yes, white supremacy is the only show in town, and anything that's happening among non-white people, that's just a reaction to the system of white supremacy itself. That's what white supremacy means, and people should focus on that last of those two words, supremacy. Supremacy. Supremacy means exactly that. That they have the first and the last word in everything. That's what makes you supreme. It's no loose ends. There's nothing out there that escapes them. Everything is within their orbit. If it has something to do with classifications of people who are classified as non-white people. If you're not white, you are not supreme in anything. I don't care what you call yourself or what other people call you or even what the white supremacists say that you are. What they actually do is see to it that you are subordinate to them if you are a person with color in his or her skin and has been classified by that color. Black, brown, red, yellow, any of the shades of black, tan, beige. If you are classified as non-white, you come under the supremacy of the white supremacists, regardless of where you are on the planet Earth or any other known entity where you exist, where they are. White is supreme. You have to be classified as white in order to be in the supreme category. If you're non-white, you're not in the supreme category. You are subordinate to the people who are supreme. Supreme based on what? Based on the white category. That's it. So everything that non-white people do, the prisoners of war, is a reaction to what the wardens of the prison are doing or saying at any given moment in every area of activity, economics, education, entertainment, labor, law, politics, religion, sex, and war. If you are classified as non-white, you are subject to the dictates of the white supremacists in all of these areas of activity, 24 hours a day, wherever you happen to be. No exceptions.
All righty. Excuse me. Okay, let's get on to our main topic here. Is racism more important than their own survival? This was submitted by one of our callers, Jane Lance. Mr. Fuller, we ended up last week with that question at the end of the program. And having had a week, and I don't know if you pondered it or not, but just off of the top, is racism more important than their own survival?
Then whose own survival?
The white supremacist's own survival.
Oh, racism is not only a mechanism for survival for the white supremacists, but also for them to be supreme over everybody who is non-white. That's what it's really all about. They're not worried about their survival. They are equal. You know, you got to survive you have to exist in order to exercise supremacy over people. Or to do anything among people, you first have to exist. So you have, you know, by survival, I guess that means you exist. What do you exist for? You exist to be a white supremacist, if that's what you have chosen to do. That's the main thing you exist for, if I understand the question.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, in order to do anything, you have to survive. You have to be here. You can't be a person that doesn't exist in order to do whatever you do. So maybe I'm not understanding the question, but I'm saying they are equal, white supremacy and survival. Survive in order to practice white supremacy. That's it in the mind of the white supremacist, mm-hmm. if I understand the question.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have to survive in order to practice white supremacy, if that's the question? Do you have to exist? Yes, you have to exist. How are you going to practice white supremacy and you don't exist? So what do you exist for? You exist to practice white supremacy. That is the mind of the white supremacists. That's their entire existence. They don't even want to be here if they can't do that. at a what you might call a gut level. They don't see any point in doing anything. If you're a white supremacist and you're not practicing white supremacy, then as far as in the mind of the white supremacists, the evidence has shown they don't care for anything to exist. I mean, what's the point in even being here on the planet Earth or anywhere in the universe if you're not practicing racism? Racism is the only value. There is no value other than racism.
Okay. Is that to say to dominate and mistreat people?
Absolutely. That's what the white supremacists, that is their whole philosophy. I looked at a program on one of the TV stations the other night, and it was about the life of Benito Mussolini. And when he was coming to power, he wasn't talking about just, we got to have better farms, we got to have better education, we got to stabilize our economy, we got to do this and build bridges and whatnot, have more infrastructure. He started talking about, we got to start going back to be like we were a long time ago, the old Roman Empire.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what did he mean by empire? And it showed in the program. Hey, we got to go conquer somebody. I mean, it's just not about just having improvement in our schools and having everybody well-fed and well-dressed and having pretty buildings and whatnot and paved streets and bridges that work and railroads that work. Oh, no. It's not about making the trains run on time. That's fine. But we should be conquerors. See, that's the white supremacist philosophy. We should go somewhere and find somebody to conquer. Otherwise, what's the point? What's the point in breathing? What's the point in even being here? Just to sit around and talk to each other and be pleasant, have a peaceful day? Oh, no. Conquest. So what did they do? They went straight down to where the other white people hadn't tampered with too much. And they say, well, here's a little bunch of people in what we call the northern part of the continent, Africa, and that not a whole lot of white people been in there lately. So, hey, since we don't have to argue with other white people about that being their turf, let's go in there. The place was Ethiopia in the 1930s, and that's what was shown in the program, and people somewhat, if you went to school, you might be somewhat familiar with that story. But it shows the basic mentality of the white supremacists. It's not just to be here on Earth and everybody's prospering and peace and liberty and justice and all that stuff. No. No.
Yes.
We gotta be killing somebody.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Killing them for what? I mean, because they're there, that's what.
Yes, sir.
If they're non-white, oh boy. Hey, no better killing field than that.
Mm-hmm.
No better mistreatment than that.
Which is why, on the other side of the break, I want you to think about this, Mr. Fuller. We're going to be asking you, you always said ask why. The answer to any questions is to ask why. Why is it important to dominate and mistreat people? We're going to do that on the other side of the break. TalkTainmentRadio.com. We go where you go. Check us out on 94.1 WGRN. Podcasts are available. Download the TalkTainmentRadio.com app to your cell or to your tablet. That is radio the way it should be heard. Stay right there as Mr. Fuller expounds on why it is important to dominate and mistreat people, and also your calls. All that and more coming up on TalkTainmentRadio.com.
TalkTainmentRadio.com is proud to present the compensatory concept. It is an effective system for countering the effects of white supremacy. TalkTainmentRadio.com is able to carry the first hour. However, the cost for the second hour is exceeding our limited budget. That is why we ask for your kind assistance in keeping the second hour on the air. If you believe like we do, help us in this struggle for justice. Go to the gold donate button on the TalkTainmentRadio.com web page and hit the gold donate button. That's the gold donate button. And please donate. Help us to keep the second hour of the compensatory concept on the air. Thank you.
Ready to warm up from this cold weather? Cruise Planners will help you find the perfect vacation spot. Explore exotic places from Africa to Asia, the Caribbean to Las Vegas to Disneyland, with special offers that make it affordable and exciting. Click on to www.greatgetawaytrips.com for great deals or call today at 614-707-SHIP. That's 614-707-7447.
For the best home fragrance and beauty products, shop Ash Kickin' online.
That's
A-S-H-K-I-C-K-I-N. Made with 100% natural quality ingredients and handcrafted with your family in mind, Ash Kickin' products are better than those other guys. Ash Kickin' candles, incense, body butter, face moisturizer, and hair moisturizer are priced just right, and you can get yours at 10% off with coupon code TALK17. Support this 100% black-owned business and get your home and body smelling and feeling all right.
That's
A-S-H-K-I-C-K-I-N. Shop Ash Kickin' online at www.ashkickin.com.
Are you ready for a high school that allows you to work at a place that is right for you? Are you ready to earn a certification in healthcare, business, or manufacturing while achieving your high school diploma? Then you are ready for Life Skills High School, a free public school option for high school students 16 to 21 years old. Learn more about your free high school educational options at lifeskillshs.org or call them at 1-800-888-7992. Life Skills High School, education that fits your life.
If you or someone you know is abusing drugs and or alcohol and want to stop the abuse, contact APDS at 1409 East Livingston Avenue. Office hours are 9 a.m. to 8 p.m. daily and 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. on Saturday. APDS is certified by the Ohio Department of Mental Health and Addiction Services and primarily funded through the Adam H. Board. Fees are based on your income and Medicaid is always accepted. For more information, call 614-253-4448.
This is Al Edmondson, owner of A Cut Above the Rest Barbershop. I'm calling on all barbers and beauticians. It's time for us to unite as one. We can serve our communities better together. Join the Ohio Black Barber Beauty Network. For more information, visit www.obbn.org or call 614-427-3226 to get more information. Be the change that you want to see in your community. Join our network.
Sex Code War by Kahari and Aharo. The author of the Essence Magazine bestseller, Race Code War, is releasing his second book, Sex Code War. Be on the lookout for Sex Code War.
Here's an idea. You've heard of the notion of pay it forward. It comes from the 2000 movie, Pay It Forward. Basically, the premise is helping someone with no expectations of payback, providing assistance to someone, passing information on, simply doing a good deed for a total stranger, and instead of allowing them to pay it back, ask them to pay it forward. Doing favors for other people and asking them to do the same. The principle is the same as multi-level marketing, except that instead of soap or vitamins, it's generosity between strangers that is being passed on. Pay It Forward is mentoring, it's volunteering in your community, it's shoveling a neighbor's snow, or cutting an elderly person's grass for them, or taking a senior to the store. Don't wait for someone else to do something good. Do it yourself. It starts with you. Talktainment Radio strongly embraces the notion of pay it forward. In fact, we just did.
Looking for something special for your club or group? Take a trip. Cruise Planners will help you plan the event of a lifetime. Explore exotic places from Africa to Asia, Bermuda to Las Vegas to Hawaii, with special offers that make it affordable and exciting. Click on to www.greatgetawaytrips.com. www.thewaititshouldbeheard.com for great deals. Or call today at 614-707-SHIP. That's 614-707-7447.
Live call-in talk show. Dial 1-877-932-9766 and join the conversation here on TalkTainmentRadio.com.
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers.
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
Go ahead. Make my day.
I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not going to take this anymore.
You got the power.
TalkTainmentRadio.com. We go where you go. Download the TalkTainmentRadio.com app to your cell or to your tablet. That is radio the way it should be heard. My name is Mr. Bobby, and I'm the co-host on the Compensatory Concept with Mr. Neely Fuller, and we are talking about, is racism more important than their own survival? Who? The white supremacists. And we have Mr. Fuller addressing that. And speaking about that, we're about 10 minutes away from Mr. Fuller discussing some information on his book that you need to get. But before we went to break, Mr. Fuller, we asked, why is it important to the white supremacists, in your opinion, to dominate and mistreat people?
It's important because that's their whole ego trip. Somehow, someone in the past, somebody thought that up, the idea of racism. Thought it up for what? To dominate and mistreat people for what? For what everybody wants, really, all people, all creatures. Fun, material comfort, and glory. Not necessarily in that order. But fun, glory, material comfort. So the white supremacists, whoever thought up the idea of mistreating people based on color, thought up something called racism, and it turned out to be in the form of something called white supremacy, is to gain or have fun, glory, material comfort. It adds to, you know, you add to your material comfort by having people do what you want them to do. Tote that barge, lift that bale while you sit there with your feet up on the desk, you know, giving orders with a whip in your hand.
Mm-hmm.
All right, move this around. For what? For my comfort, that's what. Bring me a lemonade, bring me a mint julep. Get hop in there, boy. You know, get hop in there, gal. Do this for me. See? Make me comfortable, mm-hmm. materially,
mm-hmm.
all right? And then I get fun out of it, seeing you hopping while I crack my whip, okay? Get down on your knees and bow down to me. Ah, yeah, I like that, you know. That makes me feel good, okay? Why? Because you're a darky, that's why, and I'm white. And that's what you're supposed to do. That's what you were born for. Ha, ha, ha. That's all racism is.
Mm-hmm.
That's all it is. And so if you understand that, you understand it all. That's all it is. Fun, glory, material gain off of you suffering.
Wow.
Ah, I feel good making you feel bad.
Mm.
Ah, that's what I was born for.
Mm-hmm.
I was born to feel good by making you feel bad. Feel bad about what? About everything, about your color. See, I feel bad about your color. You shouldn't have been born that color.
Mm.
Well, who are you to say that I shouldn't have been born this color? My creator, you know, because I'm supreme over you. Did you hear me crack that whip, boy? All right? Do you get that message? Now shine my shoes. Now, that makes me feel good. That makes me feel good because you feel bad about doing it. And that's what I get out of life.
Mm-hmm.
I don't need nothing else in life other than that.
Wow.
And when they don't have people to do that way, they show that indication by things that they will do, like something I saw in this morning's paper. And not saying that this person is a racist or anything like that. I'm not even putting a name on the person. I'm just saying this is an article I saw in this morning's paper here in February of 2019. Now, this is 2019. This is not sometimes 2,000 years ago. where people hunted because they had to. They had to hunt down goats. They had to hunt buffalo. They had to hunt different creatures to eat because they didn't know how to do the farming that would give them enough vegetables. So they had to have some protein, as you might say, so I've been told. But this particular person that I saw in this morning's paper here in 2019, not 2,000 years ago, not back in the days of the dinosaurs, here's a person that went hunting for a rare goat and was willing to pay for the privilege of hunting for that goat at the tune of $110,000, I think. Just for the privilege of picking up a modern rifle and going and hunting a goat that was considered to be rare, and that's why he had to get permission to do it, from what I understand. I didn't read the entire article, but I saw the headline, and people can go and see if they see it in the paper today. This person paid over $100,000 for shooting one animal to death and getting his picture taken standing or sitting near the dead animal. Now, what type of mentality is that? Suppose when you run out of rare goats, now what are you going to shoot? For fun, for glory. Okay? And that's what you're getting out of it.
And material comfort.
And glory. And you're getting, well, you can add material comfort, but mostly it's for fun and glory. I mean, you get your picture taken with a dead animal that you kill. Why are you getting your picture taken with a dead animal that you kill, that you're not even going to eat? You didn't kill it for food. You killed it to let people know that you can kill it. Hmm. And willing to pay that amount of money to do it.
Wow.
So lots of people would like to have $100,000 this morning. But here's a person who paid over $100,000 just to kill an animal and have your picture taken smiling at the camera. I killed this animal. Mm. This animal that had no ability to do me any harm, not even trying to do me any harm, but I killed it.
Mm.
And lots of people killed animals and cut off their heads and put them over the mantelpiece. And you go into their fine mansions, and you see a dead animal's head up over a fireplace. Now, what is that all about? A dead animal's head?
Wow.
In your modern castle? What kind of message is that? What message are you sending to a child when the child sees that? Daddy, what is that? Why is it there? Well, that's an elk. That's a rare elk. And I went off somewhere and I found it and I chased it down and I killed it. And I chopped off his head and I put it here over the fireplace. And so the child looks at that and say, what do you do that for? Fun, glory, and your material comfort. Well, where's the material comfort? Well, you're supposed to get, you know, some type of comfort out of seeing it over the fireplace, son.
Hmm.
Now, they do the same thing with people. Hang that black person on that limb. Call everybody around. Bring all the ladies with their picnic baskets. See, this is the essence of white supremacy. And look at the Negro hanging there on the tree. Isn't that pretty? We did that. Take my picture. Don't I look good standing by that? Ah, that's wonderful. Fun. Glory. And it used to work for me until I killed it. Now I'll go get another one, have it work for me till I decide to kill it. That's what racism is. That's all it is. It's nothing else. There's no other reason for it.
Top Tainment Radio.
Can inform me.
Mm-hmm. TalkTainmentRadio.com. We go where you go. Download the TalkTainmentRadio.com app to your cell or to your tablet. That's radio the way it should be heard. My name is Mr. Bobby. I am the co-host on the compensatory concept with Mr. Neely Fuller. And at this time, we have him speak about his book. Mr. Fuller?
You can go to the textbook for victims of white supremacy. If you don't perceive yourself as being a victim of this system we're talking about on this program called racism, which should be replaced with a system of justice, then the book is not for you. But you go to the book, you go to the website, rather, of producejustice.com. Producejustice.com. That's producejustice.com. Because that's what you're supposed to be trying to replace racism with, a system of justice where no person is mistreated and where the person that needs help the most always gets the most help. That's the kind of world we should be trying to build. No more systems of racism or any other type of mistreatment. But go to producejustice.com, and what will come up on the screen is a brief description of a basic textbook that's addressed to the individual person of color who perceives him or herself as being a victim of this evil system called racism, white supremacy, and what to do about it. That's what this book is supposed to be about. What you can do as an individual. The book is addressed to individuals. It's not addressed to people trying to form another organization or another organized religion. It's not addressed to that at all. It's called the compensatory counter-racist code, meaning you fill in the blanks. You fill in what the organizations are not doing, what you can do as an individual, whether you're a member of an organization or not. You are breathing every day. You're a person of color. You're walking around on this planet. So you should have something that will tell you what to do or make suggestions about what to do and what to say and what to not do and what to not say each and every day that you're on the planet. That's why I wrote the book, for the individual person who is saying, well, when I'm not with my other people, when I'm not with an organization, or I'm not at the organizational site at this particular time, at the headquarters or at the meeting place, I am out here every day moving around among people who are hostile to me, the white supremacists. What do I do each minute of each day when I'm confronted with various situations? When I'm on the job, what do I do and say? What are the things I don't do and say? What I need a code. I need something that tells me what to do right this minute. Right this minute about whatever situation I happen to be in. Because my organization is not always with me right this minute. When I go to a meeting place once a month, or once a week, or twice a week. I mean, I don't have everybody with me right there in my pocket. I mean, to ask them what to do and what to say. I need something about what to do and what to say when I am by myself, surrounded by people who I suspect could be hostile to me, whether they're white or non-white. I need a guide that tells me minute by minute what to do and what not to do. And that's what the basic textbook is about, for victims of racism. And you can get it by going to producejustice.com. And also there's an edition volume to that same book. It's all the same book, really, but it's in two volumes. And that's a word guide. What questions to ask when certain words are used, like I do, like I've done on this program. You know, What does the word mean? What does the word revolution mean? You always have to ask the person who is using the word. See, you have to know that. You don't assume that you know what the word means. Ask if the word seems to come across as being vague to you, even though you might have an idea of what the word means, or you might have a definition for the word yourself. You want to know what it means when another person uses it. So get in the habit of doing that. That's very important. Words are very important. So there's a compensatory counter-racist word guide. But you can get the volumes by going to producejustice.com. That's producejustice.com. And these are strictly suggestions. You don't have to do them. If they don't make sense to you, don't use them. If they make sense to you and you use them and they work, then that becomes a part of your code. Producejustice.com is how you get the books.
Okay. Wednesday, February the 13th, 2019. The topic is racism more important than their own survival. Who is that? White supremacists. We are going to go to line one. Line one, what is your question for Mr. Fuller?
How you doing, Mr. Fuller? This is Eric Goodrum, student Eric Goodrum out of Cleveland, Ohio. And I got a quick question for you. I recently saw on the news where a black doctor from South Carolina attempted to join a all-white gun club. After his friends there kept suggesting that he join. He had friends there that were white, and they were also doctors as well. He was hesitant in doing so, but stated previously in his life he had just joined a all-white yacht club in Florida. So he decided to try to join the all-white gun club in South Carolina. When it came down to the voting, this gentleman, a doctor, received 11 black balls. Everybody voted against him. There were 13 members. All 13 white members got in. He was denied. When asked about this and asked what would he tell his children and did he think this was racist, this doctor still did not see this as a racist thing. He saw it as maybe they just don't know me outside the club, and if people get a chance to know me socially a little bit better, that things would be different. What say you about this gentleman or this particular incident where it seems that sometimes black people refuse to see racism in certain situations?
Well, I don't know. That's his choice, according to the code. I do know that. He makes a choice. If he chooses not to see it as racism, that comes under VGQ. Because anything, VGQ means Victims Guarantee Qualification. If you're a person of color, subject to the system of white supremacy, then you can look at your situation any way that you choose to, and that is a valid way of looking at it as far as you are concerned, because it's about you. That's your choice. And you have earned that simply by being in a racist system. So it's called VGQ, Victims Guarantee Qualification, in the code book. That's a term that I made up. That's to keep black people from arguing with each other about what his or her reaction to racism should be. You don't argue with another black person about, man, I wouldn't take that, or something like that. You just simply say, well, you look at it the way you want to look at it. I mean, you're subject to the white supremacist system, so you can react to it any way that you choose to react to it, and I'm not supposed to pass judgment on it. That's you. That's your choice.
Okay.
You have earned that choice. So if he wants to say that it's not racism, then, as far as he's concerned, it's not racism. Now, I might look at the same situation and say, now, if I was in that circumstance, that it was racism. But that's my choice.
Yes, sir.
He's entitled to his choice of looking at it, because he was the one who was denied it. He was the one who was trying to get entry. Now, he can say that, well, they turned me down on account of my height, on account of my weight. on account of, you know, they didn't like my cousin Susie, all right, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But that's his choice to make.
Okay.
And no one should argue with him. That's what I have to say about it in answer to the question. Under VGQ, he can do that.
All right. Let's go to the, let's see here. Where am I? Okay, I'm right here. This is a question coming from our line here, Mr. Fuller, from Mario. He says this, Mario, I know you have four questions, so I'm going to break them up here. He says, Mr. Fuller, what is the criteria for determining who needs the most help?
Oh, the criteria is you just go by the numbers. Say it's 10 people in a room. I've usually done it this way. And the person says, okay, how many people in this room need help in any area of activity? Economics, education, entertainment, labor, law, mm-hmm. politics, religion, sex, war. And today we're going to start with economics. Say that that's the discussion for today as far as people getting help is concerned. Economics meaning your use of your time and energy. That's basically it. Not just about money, but the use of time and energy. Now, who in here needs help? It's in a room of 10 people, most likely, if people are honest, every hand will go up. Because that is true. Most people need help mm-hmm. of some kind
mm-hmm.
all the time. All right? You need help from somebody all the time. Depends on what the help is and how much and all like that. So, the question is, what's the criteria? So all the hands go up, all 10 hands. Then you say, okay, who needs the most help? Well, the only way you can do that to quantify it is everybody just write down or present to the other 9 people, each person, says, I got a list of things. I need help in 15 things here. All right. And then somebody else needs help in 20. And somebody else needs help in 17. And somebody else needs help in 5.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You always pick the person whose list is the longest. That's the theory. That's the concept. This is how you produce a thing called justice. Getting help to the person that needs help the most. So you just look at who's got the longest list and then verify, oh, yeah, Miss Allison, she needs the most help. Boy, does she ever. I mean, she's got a list here like you wouldn't believe. So, you know, her list is 23 items here. And the longest list next to that is 17. So, Miss Allison, we will address what you're about and work with you. All the 9 of us will get on it and help you to shorten your list, okay? And so you take care of Miss Allison's list and then work back. Then the next longest list is Mr. Johnson over there, okay? Mr. Johnson, 17 items. Then you go to work on that. That's how it works.
Mm-hmm.
In answer to the question. You just start with the person who has the longest list of problems.
Okay. Mr. Fuller, hold that thought because we have to close out this first hour. TalkTainmentRadio.com, the world's greatest radio. Radio the way it should be heard. We will take phone calls and we will answer more Gmails on the other side as we close out this first hour. Thanks for listening to the first hour of The Compensatory Concept with Mr. Neely Fuller Jr., heard exclusively on TalkTainmentRadio.com, The Compensatory Concept. We'll be right back.
Thanks for listening to The Compensatory Concept with Mr. Neely Fuller. Heard exclusively on TalkTainmentRadio.com, the world's greatest radio.
The most important question.
You've got the power. The world's greatest radio. TalkTainmentRadio.com.